And this experience took me back in my childhood, when I was a teenager, when my grandmother was coming to us, because my mom died when I was 7. And grandmother from the father's side, she was coming times to times in our family, taking care of us. And I remember in one of the evenings, she was sharing a very dramatic story of her family. In 1940, she told, that the Soviets invaded Romania, and in 1941, and took the part of the land we are living on, took that from Romania and linked it with the USSR. In 1941, the second Nazis invaded Russia, USSR, and USSR took my grandmother's son, my uncle Alexander, took it into the war. Then in 1942, the Romanian defeated Russians. And in 1942, my father, who was younger than his brother, was taken in the Romanian army. They supposed to fight against each other. Then several years after the end of the Second World War, the youngest son, my uncle, the youngest son of my grandmother, stepped on the granite and blow himself. He didn't know that there under the ground was a granite. And I was listening to her and said, what a sad story. I thought that, you know, we will never experience similar things. But recently, I understand that the children of God always are living in a shaking time. And the question tonight, my message tonight, I called it the appropriate features of or characteristics of the man of God living in a changing times. What kind of characteristics we need to develop being prepared for hard times? Because the times we are living are not easy. Maybe people in the West think that they are more secure, that we are closer to Russia. But the situation is not like that. What you see today in Ukraine is a hatred towards West. Because the West for a while fell asleep. The churches in the West get weak. People do not pray anymore for Russia, asking that Russia will come to know the Lord in a true way, not just in a cold way. I want to point a man who really lived in the changing times, Daniel. Daniel means the one who make judgment in the name of God. Daniel. Yell, God, Dan, judge, or judgment. Daniel was taken in prison when he was a young person, maybe a teenager will be even younger. And Daniel is one of the most recognizable personality of antiquity. He is remembered right now by three monotheistic religions, by Christians, by Jews, and by Muslims. He was taken in Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel's name was associated with the phrase, he who made judgment in the name of God, theologian, and a statesman involved in the leadership of 4 kings and 2 empires. Very significant role he played. And he is an example that our life is changing most of the time. We are living between times and changes. And we need to develop specific characteristics or features which will help us to stand firm and not fall into temptation, which are coming on us. And the first characteristic we see in Daniel's life is the discernment to choose between spiritual freedom and spiritual slavery. That was tied with just a simple food. Sometimes we say, food is nothing. I adjusted to eat different kinds of food. First, in 2000, when I started to visit Central Asia, I faced some food I never had in my life. And I will tell you, some of them didn't taste for me. But you know, sharing, if you want to share the good news with people you care for, you need to sit around the table with them and have that food. It was very difficult. When we come back to Daniel's time, there was a food diet, special food diet of Jewish people. And when they were asked to have the food which king shared with this special elite of people, royal people, or people who were coming from royal family, Daniel and his friends had discernment to remain free and do not accept a compromise. I don't want to say that the food is a compromise, but in that time it was. There are some other things which are leading to different compromises we can make. But first attitude, first characteristics a man of God or people of God need when the world is shaking is to have discernment to choose between spiritual freedom and spiritual slavery. Then the time was changing. Daniel passed the test with his friends, and they were elected as the best ones among those who could speak many languages, those who study the space, the stars. They can interpret different dreams, which were very important at that time. They were qualified first ones in the kingdom. And here we need to make an application for us. Living in the changing times, the men of God or people of God must ask for discernment from God so that he does not become a slave, or a person will not become a slave of the pleasure of flesh, which will rob him from the spiritual freedom to remain faithful to the values revealed by God. When Daniel and his friends took this decision, you know, they were far away from home. Nobody was seeing them. And they said, we can break the law. That law of our forefathers is not good. Was for them there, but we are in slavery right now. But they said, we will not break the law taken by our forefathers. Then the times are changing. As I mentioned, Daniel is an example that he all the time, some period of his life are marked by certain specific changes. There are also times of uncertainty when people are concerned of their future. What should we say and how should we live when we are facing such times like today? You know, when we were in Austria together with Lydia, when we heard that Russia attacked Ukraine. We never thought that a nation will attack another brother nation. Russians and Ukrainians, they are very similar. They have the same historical roots. They are like two brothers, two tribes. And we are asking, what are we supposed to tell people when men like Vladimir Putin scares humanity with a nuclear weapon? What we should answer to our people? The prophet Daniel was in a such situation when his life was in danger. And not only his life, but the lives of the wise people in Babylon. Daniel prayed to the Lord at that time. A few years after he was raised in among the special people, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he forgot it. Then he brings all wise men asking a very important question. He said, I want to know an interpretation, very important interpretation, of a dream I had last night. If someone will ask you to interpret, to tell your dream last night, what you say about him? You are a crazy man. You are a crazy woman. Why you are asking such silly questions? But you know, you can understand this despot king. He was a king despot. He was wanted people to tell him what he saw in that vision. And Daniel, at that situation, prayed to the Lord, got the message, and delivered the message to the king and to the generation of people of his time. For that, we learn here very interesting theme. Sometimes we find ourselves living between present and the future. And people want to know what will be the future. In these last weeks, certain numbers of time, I hear this question from people around myself. What do you think about the future? Are we coming to the end of this age? The second, or the other feature, or characteristics people of God need to develop and manifest it when we cross difficult time, is that we should be the barrier of the truth. Yes, barrier or speaking the truth during difficult times is another characteristic of the man of God living in changing times. In other words, children of God should be messengers of prophetic message concerning the future. The men or people of God are the theologians of their times. How often we think that we as believers are the theologians of our times and we need to interpret the events are taking place around us. We read here in the second chapter, in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. His mind was troubled and he could not sleep. And you know the story. In the last week, as I mentioned, many people ask, what will be in the future? We are living between the present and the future. God people always are between present and the future. And the king wanted wise people to bring the future in the present. That's a very hard question. And this can be done only by people of God who are theologians. And we are theologians. As people of God, we are theologians. In other words, Nebuchadnezzar wanted to know the future. More specifically, he wanted to be told how historical events will unfold. In this very situation, the king asked for the prophetic message from the wise men. Daniel was one of them. Of course, Daniel was living between temporary and eternity. We are living between temporary and eternal. Our home is not this earth. We are heading towards the eternity. And we need to know where we are going. People are getting lost because of the Western secular philosophy. People are lost in those philosophy. They have no hope for the future. For that, when things like the event in Ukraine takes happen, people are scared to death because they have no hope. The wise people could not tell the king the events which will take place in the nearer future. And we read in chapter 2, verse 9, if you do not tell me the dream, there is only one penalty for you. That means death. Nebuchadnezzar's request was an unusual and one related to the coming times. Because he remembered one thing. He forgot everything, but remember one thing. He remembered that dream was tied with future events. And he was scared. He wanted to know what will happen in 10 years, in 20 years. The astrologers answered to the king, there is no one on earth who can do what the king asks. No king, however great and mighty, has ever asked such thing of any magician or encounter or astrologist. The answer the king expected was coming from not from the present time. The answer he expected is from the future. No, and we are agree here with the wise man saying that, of course, such answer could not come from the present situation. Some things concern the future could not come for those who are telling that we are in the global warming. And we face it. But they will not tell us the future. Nobody will tell us. None of the philosophers will tell us what will be the what is the future of this world. But we have God's revealed plan for the future of this world. The astronomers were perfectly right. Only living God could bring a proper answer to such request, and he did that. Daniel glorifies God in verses 20 to 23. He thanks God for God gave him wisdom and God opened for him. Describe the dream Nebuchadnezzar had. You are given me wisdom, Daniel said, and power. You have made known to me what we ask of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. And Daniel praises God for these results. Thinking about difficult circumstances, there are periods of times that challenge us to accept compromises. Times when the people of God need to bring the answers, not from this world, but take the answer from the scripture and tell people that we should be ready for us. As in Daniel's time, we can be drawn into the all sorts of traps. Two of them are compromising. The most compromising would be the influence of materialistic spirit and superficial knowledge of God's plan. Two things can be very dangerous. Linked too much with materialistic ideas, and secondly, not knowing what the Bible says. Less and less people are interested in reading the Word of God. For that they are wondering. We need to bring the answer praying to God and learning the Word of God. Of course, times was changing in Daniel's life as they are changing in our lives as well. Don't be adjust to the routine. The routine of life is very shaking. And now, these weeks, we are experiencing that. The times are seductive. Some other times in Daniel's life was challenging his integrity. The children of God are challenged to make some compromises. There are times of seduction and difficulty. When we are going through this period of times between integrity and compromise, should we stay faithful or should we compromise? Should we accept the easiest way? And what is characteristic for our postmodern world is to accept compromises as many they come to us. And this is very dangerous. The situation Daniel was placed can be called. He was between the truth and flattery. That happens under situation when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, he had the second dream. It was a big tree. At that moment, he was in a very difficult situation. The king invited him, knew him from the previous time, and now Daniel, when king, at this time, the king remembered the dream. Everything was in place. He put it in a way with a lot of details. Then when Daniel heard that, the word of God says, then Daniel, verse 19, in chapter 4, Daniel was greatly perplexed for a time, and his thoughts terrified him. So the king said to Belshazzar, do not let the dream or its meaning alarm you. Even the king saw that, as we have a saying, Daniel lost his face. His face turned white. He was frightened. Because of the interpretation he could bring to the king. For that, Daniel explained the dream, which was a direct condemnation of the empire. Things that were hard to say, to be said to a despot like King Nebuchadnezzar. For that, the third characteristics we need to work on is integrity in the time when the world is shaken. When the world is shaken, we need to develop integrity, because as people of God, we need to stay firm in our faith. Daniel was a man of integrity. Even he was scared because his life was in danger. Daniel just said to the king, my Lord, if only the dream applied to your enemies and its meaning to your adversaries. Daniel looked in the eyes of the king and said, the king, you are wrong. God will discipline you. I was very sad last week when the Patriarch Kirill in Moscow applauded to Putin to kill other people. He is a Christian, the head of Orthodox Church, Russian Orthodox Church. And in Ukraine, there are two large patriarchy. One is Ukrainian, another is Russian. But the patriarch Kirill said and blessed Putin to kill other people. Instead to stand and look at his eyes and said, don't do that. This is a big sin. As Daniel said. Daniel said to the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, you are that tree. And God is this, God has decided to take care of you. Repent. He even say, repent. Don't move far away. This is the line, red line. Don't move further. But he did. As many of rulers in this world. For that, we coming back to the characteristics Daniel developed. He was a man of integrity. He could face death, but he didn't change the message which came from God. Integrity is another necessary characteristic for God's people when the world around us is shaken. When the world against around us is shaking, we need to remain and keep integrity. Fourthly, there is another interesting event took place in Daniel's life. I call this characteristic allegiance or loyalty to the King of Kings, to Yahweh, El Shaddai. This is another feature or characteristics of the man of God who lives during the changing times. And also, comparing with Daniel, that happens during the King Darius, the Medo-Persian Empire, or Medo-Persian king. There are times when we notify that God's children walk on the razor's edge between prosperity and envy. How should we behave when we are between prosperity and envy? How we should answer? How we should live? This happens, as I mentioned, during the reign of Darius, king of Medo-Persian Empire. Daniel became a very prosperous man in every way. At the one side of the coin, Daniel gained the king's favor as well as God's favor. The king was thinking of making him ruler over his entire kingdom. Wow. And right now, he has a group of partners, friends, co-workers, wise men. And this wise man who was in the same situation, in the Bible, they are called satraps, rulers for different regions. When they heard that this Daniel will take over or will be set as a second after the King Darius, they were very upset. And we read here, as this happened, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. You know, then they thought carefully and said, oh, we know how to do that. We need to touch his heart. When Satan is not able to tempt us on the surface level, he challenges us in our faith and trust in God. Finally, this man said, we will never find any basis for charges against this man Daniel unless it has something to do with the law of his God. They knew that Daniel is a dedicated man, is a man of integrity. And right now they said, let's give him a challenge, and we will put him to death. Daniel remained faithful even in that situation. He knew how the Medo-Persian laws were working. He knew that what was signed by the king would be fulfilled. He saw the lions maybe many times in those halls. And he was seeing himself tear apart by those lions. But in spite of that, he had committed to God. He was loyal to God. The allegiance or loyalty to the King of Kings, to Yahweh, didn't change in Daniel's life. Dear brothers and sisters, there are times in our lives when we are living between prosperity and envy, when we should be careful how much we are dedicated to our Lord. The allegiance or loyalty to Christ, our Savior, is another characteristic we should develop in our lives. Daniel is a great example. Of course, God made a miracle and protected him from lions. But even God will not protect him, he will not change his mind. And we remember the answer given by his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, when they say to the king Nebuchadnezzar, even God can save us from this, but even he will not save, we will not worship your God. We will not worship you, King Nebuchadnezzar. You are not God. You are just another ordinary man. And lastly, the man of God should be guided by the perspective of eternity. Reflecting on the times we are living and on Daniel's example, we should ask a question. What is the perspective which is guiding me and us? Daniel lived a long life, but he never was able to return to Jerusalem. He wanted to return back to Jerusalem since the first day he was taken. And according to historical dates, he might be taken in slavery in 605 BC or 597 BC. 605 BC was the first invasion of the general Nebuchadnezzar, when he just took a group of young people to Babylon. Then he returned back to Babylon because he heard the news that his father was killed. And then about 7 or 8 years, he is returning back to Judah. Daniel was caught from the first time when Nebuchadnezzar brought slaves into Babylon. But even the historians are telling that Daniel lived a very long life. Some historians saying that he lived 94 years. But even he had such long life there, he was not able to return to Jerusalem. Even he wanted that so badly. He remained to serve in a Medo-Persian empire till the last day of his life, died and was buried there. Now, Muslims, Christians, and Jews are going and visiting his tomb. Even he died there, his perspective was eternity and not life on this earth. The eyes of his heart were focused on eternal reward. Daniel lived his life from the perspective of eternity, where God was waiting to give him his reward in heaven. God, the last words God said to Daniel, Daniel, you are going to sleep. That means you will go through death, but wait for the day of resurrection. It's one of the very clear passages in the Old Testament when God is promising his children, his loyal children, eternity. And Daniel was the man. Life from the perspective of eternity, where God was waiting for Daniel to reward his servant. And this idea is bringing me to a strong challenge. And I'm asking myself, what is the perspective of life I am building upon? What is the perspective of your life? Are you building your life on the eternal perspective of or the materialistic world already swallowed you? Everything will go and pass. I remember 2 weeks ago, we have a refugee family in our home. He was from Afghanistan, came to Russia in the first invasion of USSR in 79. He married a Ukrainian lady. She was a medical doctor. Her mom was a medical doctor. And they left Odessa and ran towards the west. And in that evening when they entered our home, in the beginning we offered them some meal. I said, oh, we don't want to eat. Oh, come, just sit around the table. We'll have a talk. We'll have tea together. And they said, we left 3 apartments in Odessa, but they cost nothing for us at the moment. Life is more precious. Dear brothers and sisters, what is the guiding perspective we build upon? Eternity or this very temporary and short life? We need to ask ourselves about that and develop all these characteristics as Daniel had. He is a great example for us. May God bless all of us to live the life in a way we glorify God, challenge people, telling them what is the future, and living according to these values. Amen. But also we are in a mission field, and there are 2 books for tonight. They will be given for free. It's one written by Nancy George. There is a mission story, a story of a missionary. How she lived her life, dedicated life to the Lord. And also another book is written by Don McHarry, Jesus' love for lost people. And you can have them tonight. May God bless you and thank you for your attention.